It is the Joe and Alex show, and it is time to tickle Joe's bone. Somebody can win a 4-pack of tickets to Conner Prairie. Have a good time right there.
No, no, no. Cue the banjos.
Cue the banjos.
We got to do this right. It's time for Tickle Joe's bone.
Is this because I want to have pygmy goats?
No, it's just in general. This is how the game is played.
All right, Daniel, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Daniel.
The whole goal here, Daniel, is to try and make me laugh. Alex and MYK think I have a really weird sense of humor and that I don't laugh. But if you can do that, you're going to win those tickets. So let's hear your clean joke or story or whatever you got.
All right, cool. Okay, a kid went to the bathroom. And then he asked the teacher again to go to the bathroom. And then the teacher says, under one condition, you have to tell me the ABCs. And the kid says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. And the teacher asks, where's the P? And the kid said, running down my pants.
The dramatic pauses in that one, Daniel. The dramatic pause. You are a great storyteller. I was on the edge of my seat.
Was he? It sounded like he was like looking at his story while he was turning right somewhere on the street.
In the background.
I was like, dude, get off. All right. That's how you try to do it. 317-239-1009. Jeremiah, let's hear what you got.
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why did the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't it?
Oh, why didn't the... Ooh, that's a very... Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Because it got stuck in a crack.
Ah! I thought it might be crack-related. Hey, thank you, Jeremiah, for listening, but no tickets for you. Mario, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
It's me, Mario!
Can you tickle Joe's bone?
Hey, very original. Never heard that before.
See, that's exactly the point.
Another thing, before I get to the joke, let's tell Daniel to for sure never tell another joke again. That was horrible.
I almost laughed at that one, Mario.
And then lastly, what do you call a man with a rubber toe?
What do you call a man with a rubber toe? I don't know.
Roberto.
I like that you added your laugh track in there. That was good.
I like him.
No, that was honestly really good, Mario. That's what we're looking for. And I'm sorry Alex had to, you know, stigmatize your name like that.
Excuse you.
I apologize.
Everyone was thinking it. My job on this show is to say what everyone is thinking that they're afraid to say. Thank you.
It's me.
JR, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
Lots of J names.
Can you tickle Joe's bone?
Where did the frog get herpes?
Usher.
You got me. No, from the prostitute.
That's a good one, JR. I'm not hating on it, but it didn't make me laugh. But that is a good joke. I want you to be proud of yourself and tell that one in safe work environments, okay? Like, not around ladies. All right,
guys, there is a secret science to this. If you've been listening to our show, you know the formula that you need to make Joe laugh. It's the same two things every time.
What is that?
Making fun of me and sex. That's what it is.
I thought a prostitute would get him.
As well. That wasn't dirty enough.
It's not too bad. It's not too bad. I'm just laughing at how stupid some of these are. Let's go to some more. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Mike.
Mike, let's hear your joke, bud.
What do you call an unemployed goat?
Ooh, a goat thing. I like that one. An unemployed goat. I don't know.
Billy Idol.
Because the goat is idle. It's not doing anything. Yeah.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate it.
That was over Joe's head.
Yeah, that was good stuff. No, I know all that stuff. That was a bad joke. Joe and Alex show, who's this?
This is Joey.
Hey, Joey. Let's hear your tickle Joe's bone.
All right. I have 6 eyes, 3 mouths, and 4 ears. What am I?
I don't know.
Ugly.
Good one.
I'm sorry about that, Joey. Hey, man, thank you so much for listening to the Joe and Alex show. I feel like these are getting worse, which always seems to happen.
Y'all, it's Tickle Joe's bone.
Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Let's hear what you got.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Let's hear your Tickle Joe's bone.
Hey, yeah, I have a joke for you. What is the difference between a pregnant woman and a light bulb?
You can't. Something was screwing. I don't know.
Yeah, you got it. You can unscrew a light bulb, right?
I like where you're going right there.
He smiled.
You're getting me there. Alex might have hit my sweet spot. She might have known what she's talking about. Hey, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Big Al.
What's up, Big Al? Well, I can't say it's Big Joe, but anyways, what is your thing for Chickle Joe's bone?
Okay, I got something for you. So this kid's walking by a church. The church, he sees a sign, and it says, ring the bell for 25 cents. You know, this is back in the way back in the day anyway. So he goes up. He says, hey, I want to ring the bell. He said, well, go upstairs. He said, the pastor is on his way upstairs. So he goes and he says, hey, I want to ring the bell. He said, well, go ahead. You're good. So just as soon as he's about to ring the bell, he trips, hits the bell, and the bell starts ringing. He falls down, and the police come and everything. And here's, they're like, do you know who the kid is? He said, no, but his face sure rings the bell.
That was really good. Like, I had to hold it back. I think sometimes when stories go like that, I'm so afraid they're going to be so dirty and sexual that, like,
pastor and a kid, come on.
Yeah, I'm like, where are you going with this? Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Jeremiah,
can you tickle Joe's bone this morning for Connor Perry tickets?
Try.
Let's hear it.
Have you heard about the female, or what they say about the female rapper whenever, have you heard about what she said?
It's all right, let's try it again. Hey, what's your joke for tickle Joe's bone?
Have you heard what they say about the female rapper that only raps on her period?
No, what did they say?
She's got a really mean flow.
That's good. My lips were grinning. I just couldn't let it all the way out, though. I liked it. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Zach.
Zach, let's hear your joke for Tickle Joe's Bone. Try to win those Connor Prairie tickets.
All right. What's the difference between being hungry and horny?
I don't know.
Where you stick the cucumber.
I laughed. I did laugh. I did a silent laugh.
Again, the sexual joke.
Okay, you pervert. Okay, congratulations. You get, which will be wonderful to take your family to, Connor Perry with your cucumber. You get a family 4-pack of tickets. Congratulations. Hang on the line for that one. Oh, my gosh.